it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more or less theory, so let's get started. Alright, so what were we doing next? Yeah.
The party is in its early stages, so not a lot of people are here.
You're here!
I need to find Tom.
Look who decided to show up!
I'll try having a civilized talk with him.
It's Mr. I'll see you there.
Maybe I can talk him into leaving Amy alone. That way I don't have to fix the messes he makes, or the mess he makes.
You walk past Megan, your goal for tonight, Tom.
Hey!
And then Amy won't get a visit from the devil's messenger. Hey, man! Hey, I was just thinking about you. You always knew how to make me blush.
Taylor notices your death glare, making him laugh.
Anyway, this is... Where did... He was just there!
Taylor looks around and hollers.
Tom! You've got to be kidding me.
Hearing Taylor's call, Tom comes over.
Hey. Grim? Tom, Grim!
You nod at each other, clearly uninterested.
One more and we can start a boy band. You know each other? Oh man, Tom saved my ass in calculus today. That calculus, right? So I invited him to the party since he's broless. Broless? Taylor's the one who invited him.
Taylor glances at Tom awkwardly.
Zero friends. Makes sense since he's a crazy bastard. Anyway, I'm gonna go grab a drink. Maybe some asses on the way. Yeah, be careful with that, mate.
Taylor disappears, leaving you and Tom alone.
Perfect. This way the conversation would go smoothly. So, ma'am, got any other interests except calculus?
Smooth.
Okay, maybe I got a bit ahead of myself. There's no way he'll come out and say it, right? Yeah, Amy. I was wrong.
Your prolonged silence doesn't sit right with Tom.
What's with the pause? You know her? What do I say? You into her or something? Amy, who's Amy? Maybe he'll ease off a little if I play dumb. The host. Oh, that Amy. Yeah. Yeah, what? Not easing up at all, huh? Fine then. Yeah, I'm into her. What? I know for a fact she's into me. Sure, sure. I'm sensing you don't believe me. There's no way she's into him.
As luck would have it, Amy walks by at that very moment.
Amy!
Snapping her head to her name, she notices you.
Yo, what are you doing?
Hey, you came. Fuck, Tom's here. I hope he doesn't make a scene. Better act like nothing happened for now.
You didn't expect me to miss your party.
You tell me.
Save some time for me later. I'd love to at least grab a drink with you.
Will do.
With a smile, you peck Amy's cheek.
Can't wait.
Okay.
With a newfound blush, Amy walks away to greet other guests.
What the fuck, man?
Obviously, this makes Tom furious.
You didn't believe me, so I had to show proof.
He pushes you, his voice becoming louder.
That's my girl. In your dreams, maybe. Also yours? Excuse me. Also your... Yeah, not your. I know what he's trying to say here. Also yours? Is she a toy you bought? Seems civilized conversation is out the window.
The crowd starts sensing the tension and can't help looking.
Better take this elsewhere. He's got some mad anger issues and I don't want to cause trouble in front of Amy.
With no explanation, you turn around and leave the house.
Come back here. Should I just knock him out? You think you can run away, pussy? No, no, no. Violence is not the answer. But it might be today. Look, man. We're into each other. Why don't you just let it go? Like hell I'm gonna let anything go. You're coming onto my girl. Maybe you'd forget about Amy if I get him into that threesome Megan and Zoe are planning. Again, she's not your girl. We've been texting for half a year. And I've been fucking her through it. Maybe a little white lie hits harder than a fist.
Except this little white lie causes Tom to lose his shit. And he lunges forward, knocking you down.
Shit!
You dodge Taylor's punches one by one.
It's not Taylor, that's Tom.
Rolling over, you end up on top, using this opportunity to punch his teeth out.
You fuck!
Gathering all the anger of getting constantly cock-blocked, you let your fist fly.
Wonder if it was meant to be Taylor in an older version of the game, though. Ugh.
Finally, Tom passes out from the blow.
Hey, asshole!
You're met with silence. You lean down, trying to hear if he's breathing.
Good, at least he's breathing.
You get up, observing his passed out body on the grass.
That should keep him away.
Walking back inside, you bump into Amy by pure chance.
Oh! I was just looking for you.
Well, you found me.
Is everything okay? I saw him leave with Tom.
Not really.
Oh, what's wrong?
I don't have a drink.
We can easily change that.
A few drinks later.
Get off the couch!
Bet you didn't expect to be under so much stress.
I swear, sometimes I wonder if I'm surrounded by people or animals.
Cheers to that. Good?
Amazing. Hey, can I ask you something?
Yes, I do like you.
Wait, what?
And yes, I do want to kiss you. Oh, go, Mr. Charmer.
Oh? What's stopping you?
Your lips meet Amy's in an instant, your hand caressing her cheek. Amy chuckles against your lips, amused by the sudden boldness. The kiss deepens in no time, and you're left breathless after it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Taking a moment, you stare into each other's eyes, getting wrapped in the moment.
A lot of moment there. Did anyone see Amy? Oh, hell no. Want to go upstairs?
Do you find me easy?
I find you irresistible.
I'll allow it.
Judge Mills Lane, I'll allow it!
You almost sprint upstairs, pulling a laughing Amy behind you.
I'm having a deja vu moment.
You're so...
Not bothering to finish your sentence, you press your lips to hers once again. You squeeze her waist, loving the feeling of it.
Wait.
Your lips trace down Amy's neck, sucking and biting on their way.
Inside.
She succeeds in opening the door. You stumble inside, your body stuck together.
Let me lock the door.
No.
Your lips returning to their original place, Amy can't help but laugh at your frenzied behavior. Her hands on your chest, she pushes you back a bit.
I'll be right back.
Uh-oh.
Amy goes back to the door. Turns around.
Ooh, I like that outfit.
There. Now you...
In a second, you're in front of Amy, lifting her up.
Ah, my man is smart.
Her legs automatically wrap around your waist. And you carry her to the bed. Gently putting her down and pressing yourself into her.
Oh, I can feel his...
Her body is out of this world. And her lips taste like strawberries.
Your moment of calm causes Amy to take charge. She flips you over, getting herself on top.
Focus only on me.
She wants a ride.
Amy slowly drags her dress over her head, giving you a little private show.
Got no problem with that.
And nothing else.
The dress is already on the floor, already forgotten.
So much for the dress.
Now, would you be so kind and take off your shirt?
Man, is that British or what? No, would you be so kind as to remove your trousers? Oh, I didn't even realize the trousers. Well, hold on just a second. Let me undo me belt. Take it off.
You claw at your shirt, almost ripping it off.
Ripping it off.
Oh, God.
Grasping Amy's soft waist, you bring her down onto your chest. Amy initiates the kiss, deepening it right at the start. Her nails are grazing down your torso.
Ouch. She's not clawing at him. Amy, I swear, you'll be the death of me.
That doesn't sound like a bad way to go.
Not at all.
She hooks her finger under the hem of your jeans.
How about you take this off, too? So I can show you a sample of the afterlife.
Ah, remember what I said, the little death. Fuck yeah.
Huh? What's that?
Police, I think. Doesn't matter, just ignore it.
You try bringing Amy back down on you, but she doesn't budge.
They sound close.
It must be part of a song.
Yeah, you're right. Still, it doesn't sound like a song. Where were we?
You're about to show me what heaven feels like if my memory serves me.
Sounds right.
Kissing you, she starts sliding your pants off. Her body grinding against you.
He's huge!
Amy looks between your cock and you.
Well, at least she's giving them both the right amount of attention.
Where have you been all my life?
Right back at you.
You bring her back up, wanting to feel her plump lips again.
I think I really like Amy. She's so different. It's refreshing.
Her fingertips graze over your hard cock.
Amy!
Due to one of your blood vessels exploding, you welcome death sooner than you expected. Just kidding.
I feel like crying.
Amy whispers against your lips.
Ignore him.
You gladly oblige, kissing her once again.
Amy, the police are here!
Hearing that, you both snap your head towards the door.
What?
Stumbling over herself, Amy gets up and you follow suit. After After getting dressed, you unlock the door.
Amy, the police is downstairs.
Where is everyone?
People are bailing through the back door.
Okay. Try hiding the booze while I talk to them.
Okay. I just noticed they have a good relationship. I mean, if I was in his spot, I probably would have bailed.
As Taylor leaves, you stop Amy from heading downstairs.
Hey, you and Taylor...
I really don't have time for this.
She gives you a quick peck.
No reason for jealousy. I'll show you I'm serious after dealing with this.
Ooh, pearl necklace.
With that said, she goes to deal with the police. You follow suit.
Are you the one in charge here?
Yes. Is there a problem, officer?
Possibly. We got a tip about this place.
Only a small get-together, madam. Don't they have anything better to do?
It's just a small get-together, madam. There's nothing going on. We're having tea and cakes. I'm sorry.
Mind if we take a look?
Ooh. Well, I'll be. Bet she doesn't show that to everybody in the precinct.
Not without a warrant, you're not.
Oh, wow.
As they're talking, your eyes land on Tom. Who's hiding in the back behind the police?
Motherfucker.
Rage takes over. Everything goes blurry, and you no longer hear anything but the pulse banging in your ears.
That's it.
You bolt past the officer, bumping her into the rail.
That's not smart. You really don't know how to quit.
Sending a fast punch, you smash Tom straight across his face. The force knocks him down, blood gushing out of his nose. But you don't stop.
Oh, shit. I told you to back off.
Nice headbutt.
Get off him.
Oh, shit. Well, damn.
You're grabbed from the back by the policewoman.
It doesn't seem like she has the strongest grip, guys.
She restrains you while Tom lifts himself up.
He's the crazy one here. Let me go. But yeah, you just demonstrated that you were the fucking crazy one. Because... he not only knocked the man down on the ground, but he decided to continue to punch him in front of the police. What a fucking idiot.
I'm taking you to the station.
I'll bet she is. No, listen to me. He...
Wiping the blood away, Tom smiles, clearly satisfied.
You sick.
Getting closer to the car, you catch the officer off guard and break free.
What?
But it's not to escape. Still furious.
Wow! He's gonna go back again and fight fucking Tom? This dude would have been dead by now.
Completely set on injuring him. Badly.
Really?
Fast forward. Feel free to fill in the blanks.
You.
Here.
Elizabeth snaps her head towards the sound of your voice. And struts over.
Not looking like that.
Slapping you the moment she gets close enough.
Oof.
Let's go.
Your head lowered, you say nothing and follow her.
I need a break from this shit for sure. Oh. We're going back to Ellie.
You brush yourself once again, nervous about meeting Ellie's mom.
Hope she likes me. I need her to. There's a high chance I'll get access to Emily's pussy if it goes well.
Putting your game face on, you press the doorbell.
Hey, stranger.
I can't whistle. But yeah, he whistled. Whoa, hey, yourself.
You like?
Asking this, Ellie twirls, showing you the whole outfit.
Too cool. Is this a trick question?
Maybe.
Well, you look drop dead gorgeous. Oh, right. These are for you.
Seeing the flowers, Ellie's face lights up.
Wow, they're beautiful. Thank you.
Gotta get her some flowers. Women love flowers. And French fried taters and flowers. Perfect. Perfect relief. Beautiful flower for a beautiful girl.
Where's the cheese police when you need them?
You're making me blush.
Well, I'll be, Ellie. You sure enough make me smile.
Anyway, let me just go put them in a vase, okay? Don't want them to wither at the party.
Ellie goes inside, only to be met by the already expected voice.
Oh, sweetie, those are beautiful. Praise the Lord, my daughter finally found a good man. Mom, stop! He'll hear you! Why don't you invite him inside? I would love to meet him. Bye, Mom!
Yelling this, Ellie rushes out.
Let's go.
Where's the rush?
Want to meet my mom?
Sure.
Then let's... Wait, seriously?
Why not? Is it a problem?
No, it's not,
Well, I want to learn more about you. Maybe I'll even get to see some baby pictures of you.
On second thought...
I'm joking, Ellie. Come on now.
Before she can change her mind, you grasp Ellie's hand, leading her back inside.
Yeah, you can see the look on her face. She knows this is the real deal now. She's like, oh shit, boyfriend material. She's not prepared for it at all.
Mom? In the back. There's someone here who'd like to meet you. Oh my, is that the nice guy who brought you flowers?
Good evening.
Ooh, it is. I'll be right there, just a second.
Ellie leans in, wanting to prepare you for what's about to come.
Don't take anything she says seriously, okay? She has a weird sense of humor.
Noted. Then I think about it, that voice sounded familiar. Uh-oh.
And a few moments later...
Mom! We're gonna be late!
Finally, you hear steps coming down the stairs.
Sorry.
Wow! Her mom has a nice body.
I tried my best to be as quick as possible, okay?
No fucking way!
However, I got stuck in the laundry bin.
Angel?
Wow, I haven't heard anyone call my mom that in ages. Hold on. Do you two know each other?
Instantly, shock is written all over Angel's face. Although she manages to quickly hide it.
Do we know each other?
You can say that. No, I just thought you looked like an angel descending from heaven.
Hey! That's my mom!
To be called an angel from a younger guy? Makes me blush.
Mom! God, so embarrassing.
They have a weird relationship, don't they?
Ignore my prude daughter.
If Ellie's a prude, her mom must be.
Completely ignoring Ellie's remark, she extends her hand towards you.
Well, it was basically saying, if Ellie's a prude, her mom must be.
I'm Angelina. Technically, you weren't far off.
Feels like there's a storm coming my way. Pleasure's mine. I'm Grim.
Well, now that we settled that,
why don't you stay for a bit?
Mom?
I can make us some coffee.
Mom?
Maybe even open a bottle of wine.
Mom?
Smoke some weed.
Ugh. We have to go.
Ellie grabs hold of your hand, leading you out.
Hold up now. She said she wanted a smoke. We're gonna get Snoop Dogg. Smoke weed every day. Smoke weed every day. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, I work with so many men. That's all they do. Smoke weed every day. But one of them, he's former army and a contractor. So he'd be like, oh no, these men, they don't do nothing, smoke weed every day. Now, he smoked weed every day, but he's a former army, served in, he did it, man. He was on the battlefield. And now he's a contractor, you know, electric companies. So he's making pretty damn good money and smoking weed every day. So don't let people say, oh, people smoke weed every day, they don't do nothing but smoke weed every day. Now, that is a thing for some folks, but not everybody. Some folks, they can work, and they can work their asses off as stoned as you don't even know. Because I've seen it. My roommate was like that. Guy I know real, real well, like a brother to me. He smoked every single day. He worked harder than you can believe. He always worked hard. And you could never tell he was high. Never. It's just how it was. Oh, yeah, he just got engaged. Wife number 3. Yep. Hey, that's one thing about getting older, guys. You start to see your friends and family take on their second and third and fourth and fifth partner. Oh, yeah, he found him a real young, short girl this time. So, hope it works out for him. I don't know this one at all, so best of luck. Because I'm not one of these guys, oh, it's going to fail, he loses everything. No, this is the third one. So I thought after the first one he'd be done, but nah, he picked second one. I thought after the second one he'd be done. Nah, he's on the third one. Damn. Remember, this is the same man that told me that books about sex and comedy belong in the same section. He said, oh yeah, it's all the same. It's all funny. So that's why, you know, I like making jokes with these games. Cause hey, maybe humor and sex do go well together, I think. Ellie grabs hold, okay, I'm not reading that. She read it. It was lovely meeting you.
Come again soon.
The door closes behind as the two of you leave Ellie's house.
All right. Now what do we do? complete a special event. I have to complete a special event. I have to complete a special event. You have to finish a special event. You have to complete a special event. You'll have to complete a special event. Special event. Special event. It's all just special event. What's the special event?
Next morning.
That was a weird ass dream. Wait, did I hear that right? A rooster?
Well, it definitely wasn't the lawnmower.
Oh! That means it's Friday! It's the next day, guys! Could it... No, it's Saturday.
You rip off the covers and spring up, panic and excitement giving you an adrenaline rush.
It continued again! It did, right? It did for sure! Fuck yeah! Wait, it's too early to celebrate. Okay, just a bit more. Woohoo!
Now that you got that out of your system.
Not gonna lie, Friday was fun. Now we're in Saturday. Saturday. But I'm glad I got my life back. Now for the tricky part. What did I do yesterday?
Hey, what's up with all the yelling?
Jess!
Not so loud. My head's killing me.
That's weird. She's wearing the same clothes from...
Anyway, we're trying to sleep. So I'd appreciate it if you toned it down.
What? We?
Fuck. Yeah, Chloe slept over. Well, more like passed out. But she's here.
Chloe's here?
Yeah, don't tell anyone, please. Had to let it slip out, didn't you, Jess?
No, of course I won't. Didn't Chloe sleep over when she...
Also, we were pretty hammered yesterday. So let's just forget everything that happened.
What's going on? Jess, what day is it?
Friday? Why?
Uh-oh. Friday?
God. I think you just busted my eardrums.
It can't be. Did I imagine the rooster?
Hey.
No, I heard it clearly. Or did I?
Again, please don't tell.
Before she even finishes the sentence, you move towards Jessica and slam the door in her face, frazzled by the situation.
Guess he's freaked out about what happened. Whatever. I'll talk to him later.
What's going on? I thought the day continued. But Jess and Chloe... My head hurts. Maybe I'm just hungry. Haven't been eating much these days.
Blaming your lucidness on hunger, you make your way to the kitchen.
Morning, Meg.
Hey.
Got something to eat? Although I already know the answer.
Want some breakfast?
Yeah, that's just what I asked.
Want some breakfast?
Weird.
Coffee?
Sure.
Moments later, you're sitting at the table.
Here you go.
Huh?
You notice the plate's empty, and there's nothing inside the cup.
Are you messing with me?
Do you want me to make more?
More of what?
Bacon?
There's nothing there!
Huh?
The plate's empty.
Are you okay?
You're making it sound like I'm the crazy one here.
Wait!
There's something new you can enjoy from now on. That one. Try it. There you go. Notice something new? It's called the slut angle. You'll be able to press this button from now on. Each time you do, the camera will change angles and also add some lewd flair to it. Sometimes it'll be a mix of normal angles and these new slut angles, and other times it'll just be the new version. Hopefully you'll enjoy this new feature through the rest of your playthrough.
Okay, so I'm assuming they just now added the slut button when they did this. Of course, we've been seeing it in Mia, and we've been seeing it all throughout this game, but I don't know. That's just the introduction for the button.
Back to the actual story.
Oh, I get it. You're messing with me.
I'm not. Is something wrong with your eyes?
You lift the plate and lean it, showing Megan.
Look at the mess you made.
What mess? There's nothing here.
Dude.
Why is she angry? There's no food and no mess.
I'm gonna wash the dishes while you clean that up.
Clean what up? There is nothing there.
I'm slowly losing my patience.
Then stop messing with me. This day is creeping me out. The rooster, this...
I'm not messing with you.
If she doesn't admit she's messing with me, I swear I'll lose it.
That's it. I'm leaving. Do the dishes yourself.
Megan, first of all, I have eyes, okay? Second, I'm not dumb enough to fall for your prank, which I hope this actually is.
Your current stupidity would beg to differ.
Oh, I'm sorry. Should I ask a smarter question? How about some math? Like, what's 0 divided by 1?
It's 1 divided by 0, idiot.
Oh, so sorry, your greatness. Didn't recognize you there. What's 1 divided by 0? Because that has so much to do with your lame prank. Stop making a fool out of me. Just admit you tried to play a prank on me and it didn't succeed. Megan? Shit, did I take it too far? Megan? Fine, I'm sorry. You wanted to have a laugh and I overreacted. I've been on pins and needles since I woke up, and she just tried lightening the mood. Although when I think about it, she didn't try that before. Megan, talk to me.
No response.
Hey.
Even after you try making Megan talk, she remains silent.
Why isn't she moving? She's not breathing?
Confused, you wave your hand in front of Megan's face.
No reaction.
Finally, it hits you.
Did the time stop again?
Going back to the table, you decide to test if you're right. So you throw a plate in the air. Going back to the table, you decide to test if you're right. So you throw a plate in the air. Realizing gravity has left the chat.
I was right.
Soon, panic comes.
What's going on? Why does this keep happening? Last time it happened, weird shit went on for the entire day. Ugh, I can't. I want to be in control of my life.
You punch the plate midair, your anger getting the best of you. However, the plate only moves an inch upon contact.
Ugh!
Echoes through the kitchen.
Are you crazy?
You snap your head to the sound of Megan's voice.
Megan!
What's gotten into you? Is he acting like this because of yesterday? Because of what I did? I don't have time for this. I'll see you in class.
Unable and unwilling to deal with your behavior, Megan simply leaves.
Okay, I need to calm down. There has to be an explanation.
You start thinking again, your brain doing a marathon.
Why did time stop back then? Thought it had something to do with a clock, but obviously it doesn't.
One eternity later...
Oh shit, I got it. I repeated what the other person would say. Yeah, that's it, for sure. Every time I did that, the time stopped. Although, why would something like that freeze time? Wait, what caused it this time then? Ugh, I'm getting a headache. No, concentrate. The last thing she said to me was your current stupidity, something. And then I said, her name? No, that can't be it.
Tirelessly, the hamster wheel keeps turning.
Or could it be the question I asked her? 1 divided by 0.
A random guess.
What does that have anything to do with time? 1 divided by 0. Did I do it?
You turn your attention back to the broken dishes on the floor. You grab a piece of the broken plate carefully, not to get cut.
Okay, if it falls...
You release the piece you're holding, resulting in it falling to the ground.
It didn't work. Maybe I was wrong. Or maybe it has a stupid flaw of working once a day or something.
Another totally random guess.
Guess I'll find out sooner or later.
Determined to find out more, you wait for the day to reset so you can start experimenting. Next morning...
There's the annoying lawnmower. It's like I really did imagine the rooster. Anyway, that's not important now.
You get up, ready to experiment.
Okay. Grim, grim, grim.
Not feeling any different, you look around, trying to determine if the time froze. Genius idea.
Doesn't seem like that's it.
You grab the blanket, using it to test out if you're correct. The blanket moves against gravity normally, making you conclude time didn't freeze.
Test number two. 1/0.
You flick the cover. It sways in waves, proving you wrong yet again.
I don't get it. Based on everything so far, it looks like I don't have anything to do with it after all. But I was so sure that... Wait!
A theory comes to mind.
Each time it happened, I was with someone.
These random guesses are getting a little too convenient.
Elizabeth, Megan and Zoe, and Megan again.
Not wasting any time, you sprint to Jessica's room.
Alright, so here's where we're gonna leave off for now. Because, yeah, we're way past the 30-minute mark on this. But alright, guys, we'll be back with more Lust Theory as we try to figure out this mystery and what exactly is going on. Stay tuned.